wacko, bananas, nuts, crazy, unbelievable.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
You don't have any idea what my life was like before you came along. You know, most people want to have kids and they settle in and that's all good.
I hear ya.
Jeff Lutz.
I know that, dude.
It's hard for me to believe that you folks don't understand the way of the world.
No duh, right?
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
And it's going to be legendary.
We're back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show on KFH Radio. Tomorrow could be the three-man booth. It could be just Jeff and Duda. I'm not sure yet.
It'd be nice to...
It could be just you and me. I'm not sure.
It'd be nice to get out to the facility and play catch with Duda before I head off to Vegas.
Part of our situation tomorrow here at the Hacienda, we definitely won't be doing the show here tomorrow. The electricity will be off all day long as the kitchen remodel moves into its final phases. We see light at the end of the tunnel, although... There's still a lot to do.
Still a tunnel.
It's going to come together.
Yeah, it is coming together, it seems.
What do you think of it so far?
Looks like it could be a nice little project.
See, you just won't give up anything.
What do you mean?
What do you think of it so far?
I thought I said it well. It looks nice.
You're just not effusive at all.
Let's see what that floor looks like.
The floor will look great.
Sure it will.
We picked out a lot of good stuff. I think we did a fantastic job, but we'll see.
What does that make you think about the rest of the house?
I love the rest of the house.
You're good with this downstairs area?
Oh, I love this downstairs area.
All right. I mean, I like it too, but does it match your vision?
Absolutely.
Okay.
This couldn't be better now that we did a lot of work here in the fall, last winter, and I love how this room is. This is my room, man.
I feel you.
I'm in here all the time.
Thought maybe you want to put some wallpaper up.
No.
All right.
Not wallpaper. I want to take wallpaper down. I got one more area I need to get wallpaper down in.
Where's that?
The entryway and the way upstairs.
You're not a wallpaper guy?
Well, I don't like wallpaper. I want paint.
I feel you.
These aren't things you think about.
Not really.
They're things I think about.
I don't think about them much.
I've always thought about them. I like this kind of stuff. At our Leslie Rudd Learning Center, I picked out a lot of that stuff.
I figured you probably did.
It looks pretty good,
doesn't it? As the executive director.
Looks pretty good, doesn't it?
Looks great.
I had guidance. I had help, but I ultimately made the call.
Who is your number? Why didn't you ask me about?
Because you don't have a feel for
interior.
This stuff.
Design aspect.
You don't have a feel for this stuff.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if I do or not.
Well, you didn't do anything about your house. You didn't have anything to do with that.
Yeah, I didn't really want to move at the time. So I was a reluctant participant. And it's worked out fine.
Now, would you want to move now?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
You'd want to move now?
Oh, from where I currently live?
Yeah, from where you live now.
No, I thought you meant... Back then, knowing what I know now.
We had a nice house.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was perfect for you. You had a place downstairs you could escape to.
Yeah.
I got to have an escape, man.
There's only two of us. I can go places if I need to escape.
Where do you escape to?
Usually the bedroom.
Well, which bedroom?
Mine.
Mine? Isn't it yours?
Ours, whatever.
Anyway.
The one that we have together as a couple.
86, I would hope. 869-1240 is the phone number. Buffalo gets Amari Cooper as a trade acquisition. That'll help. That'll help.
I'm sure he's thrilled.
Josh Allen. Well, he gets out of Cleveland.
Gets away from Deshaun Watson and all that just bad energy surrounding that entire franchise.
You know, I made the statement, I kind of regretted it, the AFC does not look all that strong. And the teams that are strong, Buffalo, Baltimore, the Chiefs have already beaten. They play Houston later in the year. That'll be big.
It will be good. Did they beat Buffalo?
They did. The Texans are 5-1, but they've won four close, relatively close games. Four very close games. They beat the Patriots by 20. And then their loss was a blowout loss to Minnesota. They have the Packers this week in one of the big games of the weekend.
Yeah, the Chiefs did not beat Buffalo. They beat Cincinnati.
Well, they beat Buffalo last year.
They did. They always beat Buffalo. I don't know if they beat Buffalo.
They'll handle Buffalo.
I'm not worried about Buffalo.
Are you a Chiefs guy?
Not really. Not anti-Chiefs. I'm anti-Cleveland Browns. That's it.
I feel the same way. I'm not anti-Chiefs anymore. But I'll tell you, the NFC is where it's at, and especially the NFC North.
Are we going to get four playoff teams out of that division?
I don't think so, because they'll knock each other off. And there's some other good teams. Tampa's good. Atlanta's good. Washington's good.
So maybe Tampa and Atlanta ruin.
Here's Duda. You want to hear Duda?
Sure, yeah.
Three-man tomorrow? This is like you. What's wrong with people?
Did you say like probably or something?
I will try to make it. What do you get from that?
I don't like it.
What do you get from it, though?
I know what you get from it.
What do I get from it?
You get this guy won't commit, or this guy won't give a straight answer, and it bothers you.
I will try to make it. You know, can you imagine me ever sending that answer back?
Kinda.
Really?
Yeah. Haven't you said that about every one of Jackson's soccer games?
I'll try to make it.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I can imagine that.
I'll try to make it.
Right.
Things come up.
He'll try to make it.
But I have a reason.
What do you think he's trying to do? What do you think that effort looks like from him? Like, I got to try to make it. What does he put aside to try to make it to the show tomorrow?
A nap.
Something like that. Can't be anything important.
I mean, I don't know exactly how his life works. I don't think anybody does.
No.
Sounds like he goes to work early in the morning at UPS. Works there until...
I don't know if he works there every day, though.
Mid to late morning. I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes he goes to the golf course, although that's probably wrapping up.
Seems like it would
although
be.
Although these are pretty... This is a pretty good day to golf right here.
I don't know what his schedule looks like.
We don't know. He doesn't tell us.
But he will try to make it tomorrow.
He doesn't tell us things.
Tell him that...
And then the big fella is completely off the radar.
He's MIA. He may have sent me a text. When's the last time he texted me?
Anthony?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
Or maybe a...
Did he send you his pics?
No, we were talking Thursday, though. That's what's interesting. Oh. I didn't even see that he sent this. I'm working 2 to 12:30. That's why I can't do my pics today.
Well, did he...
I would have then said, hey, you can send them. I didn't even...
Yeah, why didn't you?
I didn't notice that he even said that.
You didn't notice?
No, I think I was outside, maybe. There was a glare. I just wasn't locked in.
Well,
on
then you go Ofer.
Why do I go Ofer?
Well, poor Anthony, all you had to do is tell him, send them to me.
I bet he didn't even watch the games. Maybe if we ask him what he thinks happened, we can give him those points.
He watches the games.
He worked.
He's the most informed guy here. When I have Anthony on this show, I got to be on top of my game.
And he texted me on the 11th on Facebook.
What'd he say?
He sent me some video or something. I don't have Twitter.
Well, the kid needs to send us his pic.
This is spot on. Hopefully, what do we do about that?
I don't know. I need to talk to him.
I don't know. Do we send him only 16 games this week? And he's got to pick all of them?
No.
1 through 8?
No.
Twice?
We don't do that.
Well, just saying.
I don't know.
There's got to be a solution.
There's no solution.
So he's just done for this week.
The kid's got to get it going,
he's
man.
He's taking himself out of the equation.
I think he has.
So do we replace him?
No.
Give somebody a fresh start, David Michael Hahn?
Now, David Michael Hahn isn't a factor on this show.
I bet he didn't watch the games.
And maybe no offense, David, but until you drop one of the names, I don't call anybody David Michael. I don't, you know, I don't have a friend. Hey, John Leslie Parsons.
Why don't
you? Hey, Douglas Lee Baber. Hey, Ronald James Keller. Hey, Wayne Eugene Gifford.
Why do you know all their middle names?
That's weird, isn't it?
Kinda. I mean, I don't know.
But I do know them all.
Thinking about how many friends I know their middle names. Randy, Scotty, Chris. I think Chris. Yeah, I think Chris.
Yeah, but I've known them forever.
Maybe. I went to the Lebanese.
And those are the only ones. That's how you know you're close to somebody, right?
Sure, David Michael Hahn.
But I never said, Douglas Lee Baber.
How do you know his name?
Come on the show.
How do you know his name isn't David Michael Jonathan Hahn?
Well, if it is, he's got more problems.
He's got two first names.
He's got more problems than he can handle.
I went out to the Lebanese dinner on Saturday to support
that's
the kid.
That's fine. Are you in love?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's so weird.
Why?
That you're talking about it all the time.
What do you mean? He's a part of the show.
And he's part of the show when you're on.
He's been more part of the show than the big fella, no offense. Well, big fella calls. So that's a little different. I don't know. It's tough. But the Lebanese dinner was very good.
I'm going to break something to you.
What are you going
to
do?
The only people who are part of the show are people who are on it when I'm on it.
Really? You hosted once with David Michael Hahn.
I don't remember that, did
I? Had a good experience with him. Yeah, he's a wonderful...
Did he like it?
He's a wonder... No, not really. He's a good guy, though.
Why don't you just think of him while you're watching the Guardians? Maybe it won't hurt so bad.
No, that's not going to work.
Maybe that'll help.
There's no...
He's the pain.
I
wish Duda was here right now.
He gets on my nerves sometimes, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Because he's just so nice. Like, try to get in little tiffs with him sometimes.
Ugh. You're insufferable. Ooh. I hope the Yankees...
Why am I insufferable?
I hope the Yankees bring it out tonight.
Well, they probably will. And then are you going to feel good about it tomorrow when I'm miserable and Jason Duda's trying to make the show?
Well, you won't be... It might just be me and Duda tomorrow.
Why?
Because if they lose, I don't want you here.
Okay. Well, then I hope we win. I want to...
Seriously.
I mean, that's a good incentive for losing, but
if they lose, you're not on tomorrow.
But I want to win.
How about that, though? That makes
I don't like that.
That makes it a little better.
It will be insufferable, but I don't like that.
Yeah, but if you don't win, you're not on.
But then, this is weird. This is the most important week of my life. I think that's ever happened. I got a chance to go to the World Series.
That is so much. You do?
No, I'm not physically going. I'm just saying my team does. And, you know, the Eagles. Wrapping up, maybe. We'll see how that goes.
That'll be disappointing.
What will?
I just feel like you're going to see the Eagles, and you're going to think, wow, this is an impressive light show. And you're going to leave, and you're going to say, they played the same 15 songs they always play.
Well, they play about... They play 20 songs.
And they'll all be songs you've heard a million times.
Oh, a million and one ain't really going to bother me that much, to be honest.
Wouldn't it be great if they did some kind of cover?
And maybe this is the show where, as Don said, they start to mix it up a little bit.
You said that?
Yes.
I'd have to hear it to believe it.
Well, I'll see if I can find it.
Maybe they do a Petty song.
No, they do After the Thrill Is Gone or something.
No, I'm talking about somebody else's song.
Oh, I couldn't stand that. I don't want that at all.
Really?
No. I'm here to hear the Eagles. He doesn't even let Vince Gill doesn't even do his own songs.
Maybe they do anymore. They did a Buffett song, didn't they?
Yeah, two. And don't throw something
What'd
together.
What'd they do?
Come Monday and Fins.
Who sang Fins?
That was
Timothy B. Schmidt, wasn't it?
No, Joe did Fins. Timothy did Come Monday.
I'd love to hear that.
I think there might be still online somewhere.
I'm going to have to look at that. All right, you got a game for us?
Yeah.
Max is playing?
Max will play.
Will I win?
Yeah, I think so. But it's going to be tough.
Did you notice I found that hair you were talking about?
Yeah, well, thank goodness.
And I pulled it out, baby.
You just ripped it out?
It hurt.
It did?
I felt it.
That's weird. I wouldn't imagine.
It's got to come out of your skin.
But it's so thin hair.
Yeah, but it's got a follicle. It's got... I checked to see if it was bleeding.
Really? That's wow.
All right, time for a break. This is the Bob and Jeff Show on your favorite sports station, KFH.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game!
It's Tuesday. That means it is time to play the game here on the Bob and Jeff Show. What do you have?
We got U.S. presidents today.
I'm all over.
We are.
Can I look at my list of U.S. presidents?
You absolutely cannot.
Can I have that in front of me?
No, because that's what the game is. I'm going to tell you the president. You tell me what number president they are. George Washington first, as an example.
Well, that's just crazy. There's no way.
And any year that they were president. So if you get either of those on the dot, so any year that they were president, you get 3 points.
If you get it
within three, you get 1 point. Either
Max,
one.
Do you like this game?
Oh, no. I couldn't
really
tell you. Yeah.
Nobody memorizes this anymore. I may have when I was in
third
grade.
I'm not asking you to memorize it.
You couldn't do it.
I'm asking you to take educated guesses.
You couldn't do it.
If I thought about it long enough,
In the fourth grade, I might have been able to do it.
Well, we'll see how you do it now.
But I don't remember now. Go. Who goes first?
Max goes first. Or do you want to go second, Max?
You want to go second?
I'll go first. We'll see if we're smarter than the fourth graders.
All right. Your first president, you need to tell me which number in order he was and any year that he was president, is Andrew Johnson.
Well, that's
fourth.
Tough.
I don't know. Four.
Later.
Incorrect.
I get to guess?
Do we get steals in this game? I'll say yes.
You'll say yes?
Yeah.
But
for only 1 point, no matter what. Within three or...
13.
Incorrect. Max, would you like to guess a year?
1864.
You are within one.
Really?
You get a point. Yes.
I
thought most people knew that he followed Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, I should have said that.
And he was 17th, 1865 to 1869. Bob, Warren G. Harding.
Well, now that's just ridiculous.
Warren G.
Maybe the worst president we ever had, and I got him.
Wasn't he the shortest, too, right? I mean, the shortest term?
I don't know what he was. He might have been the greatest for all
24.
Incorrect. Max, for the steal.
He was a short term. Like died in office. I think he was the one. I don't know. I'll say 17.
Andrew Johnson was just 17th. Are you paying
any
attention?
A
year?
Do I get the year?
Yes.
Warren G. Harding. Seems like he was early 20th century. 1904.
Incorrect. Max, would you like to try to steal that one?
Sure, why not? Let's see. I'll say 1912.
Incorrect. He was our 29th president, and he served from 1921
to
1923.
Doggone it.
Max, John Tyler.
Who?
give us one.
Tyler.
Nobody even knows. John
I didn't even know he was a president. I'll say
he has living grandsons.
I'll say eight.
No, you got it. You got it within three.
Seriously?
That's correct.
Yeah. What?
He got it within three, so he gets one point.
What president was he?
He was 10th. And a year.
1886.
Incorrect. Would you like to attempt a steal?
Well, if it, what, he was the 8th president?
He was the 10th president.
The 10th president.
Yes.
So that would have been roughly 40 years after Washington. So I'll say 18. We had some two-term presidents. I'll say 1840.
Yeah, you got it within a year. 1841 to 1845. It is 2-1, Max.
What do you mean one? I just got it within a year.
Yeah, that's 1 point as a steal.
Who's up next? Me?
You are. William McKinley.
Oh, my God. William McKinley.
McKinley.
William McKinley.
Yeah.
You're really going with that.
I sure am. Some of them get easier on the way.
William McKinley, 1830.
No, we got to guess the year, the number first.
Oh. 8.
No. Max, would you like to guess? William McKinley?
I think he was on a big bill. 22.
Yes, that's correct.
What?
25th. He gets it within.
Do you even know the rules?
Yeah, he got it within three, and he stole. But you get to now guess the year.
I get to guess
the year. Yes, because it's still your player.
The 25th president.
He was the 25th president.
1920.
Ugh, darn it. Max, would you like to guess?
Oh, do. I'd say 1934.
You guys are both way off. 1897 to 1901.
Gone it.
Well, I was just Max, a kid then.
Bob's gonna be mad, but you get some. You get some.
Wait a minute.
You get some easy ones too later. George H. W. Bush.
Oh my gosh. That's just. I'm utterly
trying to remember
ridiculous.
Which Bush
George
is which.
H. Herbert W. Walker. Bush. So, H.W.
41.
Number president first.
I have 41.
Yeah, that's 3 points.
That's so easy.
Nailed it.
I was talking about, I don't know what the other Bush is. They have so many initials.
Would you like to try to guess the year?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Of course he would.
He was sworn in 89.
Yeah, that's correct.
What? That's...
It is now 9-1.
Well, yeah, but you're giving him the easy ones.
You get some easy ones later. This one isn't tough. How about a little Herbert Hoover?
Herbert Hoover?
Yeah.
Mister, we could use a Herbert man like Hoover. Herbert Hoover again.
Well...
Archie?
I have to count. I have to go back and count.
Try to go back.
41... I'd say 34.
You got a point. 31st. Would you like to guess the year that he was president? Any year that he was president.
Yeah, I would.
Let's hear it.
He was before Truman. Well, I said he was before Truman.
He sure was. That's accurate.
1920.
Ah, doggone it. You keep guessing that, and it keeps being wrong. Max, would you like to guess a year Herbert Hoover was president?
Oh, yes. 48.
Incorrect. 1929 to 1933. Max, your president is Millard Fillmore.
All right.
That is a real name of a former president.
Yes. 35. No. Not 35.
Wait a minute.
All right. 30.
He said 35.
That's your guess.
Yeah, would you, 35.
Would you
that's
like
wrong.
To?
Yeah, no, it's way wrong.
Yeah. Would you like to?
Of course, I'd like to guess.
Let's hear it.
He's a pretty old one.
Absolutely.
Probably a little before Lincoln. I'll go 11.
He's 13th. That's a point. Max, the year. Any year he was president.
1812.
No.
I don't know.
No, that's incorrect.
Do I get to guess?
Of course.
18. He was what?
13th.
1840.
No, 1850 to 53.
Come on, dude. Give me a break.
Bob.
This better be easy.
Dwight David Eisenhower.
Wait a minute now. So hold easy. On. I got to.
Even I know
you a
that.
Very easy one.
I got to count backwards. 41. Who was before 40? 39, Carter. 38. Nixon, Ford, 37, Nixon, 36,
that's an easy one.
This is longer oh, yeah. than, do you want to be a millionaire?
Lyndon Johnson, 35.
5 seconds.
34.
Correct. 3 points. Years. Any year he was president.
19, he was president when I was born.
I'd guess that then.
Maybe. I'll, to be safe, I'll say 1957.
Yeah, 53 to 61. The score now, 1389, 1-2-3-8-9. 9-9.
Hey, look at me, baby.
Nine to nine.
Do I always come back?
There are history teachers killing themselves right now.
What?
There are history teachers killing themselves right now that we don't know all this stuff.
Max, back to you for Andrew Jackson.
Oh, easy.
Oh, he was like early. Do we have four? I'll say three.
No. Incorrect.
When was he?
He wasn't that early.
Would you like to guess?
I thought he was
Andrew
early.
Jackson was right around the Lincoln years.
He's on the $20 bill.
He sure is.
I'll say 14.
No, he was 7th.
Dang it.
I was close.
Max, a year.
Oh, that's easy.
1816.
Incorrect.
Really?
Yes.
He's got to be close. 1776. And he was what year?
7th.
7th?
Yep.
So 28, 30.
I don't know how many terms they served.
Presidents didn't start in 76. I don't know if
that's... they started earlier. But I'm thinking...
they started later.
No, I'm started. I know when they started.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
1840.
Huh? You did get it within 3 years. 1829 to 1837. So you get a point for that. And we go back to you for William Howard Taft.
William Howard Taft.
Yes.
William Howard Taft.
Yeah, that's right.
11.
No. Max?
You know what? I'm going to have you play this game.
Oh, yeah, really,
you're
exactly.
Snicker,
I already played it by setting it up.
William Howard Taft. 12.
I need a guess.
12.
No, he was 27th, ladies and gentlemen.
Do I get to guess the years then?
Of course.
27th?
Yep.
Well, we'd be right around the turn of the century, right? 1900.
No, 1909.
Oh, come on.
To 1913.
Are we done with this game?
I mean, I have two more rounds.
What's the score?
It is 3-8-9-10, 3-8-9, 10-9 you.
All right, this is the last round.
Would you like to go the assassinated round?
Oh, jeez.
Or the multiple term round?
I don't care.
Well, then Max can choose.
Yes. Max?
I'll go the multiple turn round.
That's probably the smart play because assassinated, shorter terms. Your president is the great James Madison.
Oh, gosh. Everybody knows this one.
Really? Oh, God, I feel stupid then.
Everybody.
James Madison. 19. I don't
wow.
know. I have no idea.
Well, you get to steal.
That's my guess.
Say it out loud so people can hear.
Four.
Correct. And Max, the year?
But I get 3 points for the...
No, you get 1 point for a steal.
Well, that's ridiculous.
That's what it, that's the game.
1786.
Incorrect.
Oh, well. I took a
shot. Would you like to guess?
1805.
No, 1809 to 1817.
Oh, come on, man.
I think you've clinched, but maybe Max can tie, so let's do the last one, and that person is Calvin Coolidge.
Calvin Coolidge. Calvin
yes.
Coolidge. That goes to me, right?
That's to you.
That's Calvin Coolidge. He was the 22nd president of the United States.
Max, would you like to try to steal?
Sure, why not? What do I get to lose?
You can tie the game, so think it through if you...
he's not going to get it.
I doubt he'll get it, but he could get within three.
24.
Yeah, darn it.
Oh, well.
He was 30th.
That was close.
All right, there's
a
your...
year?
No, I don't want... I already won.
You already won.
Oh, Max could steal, though.
No. But he couldn't tie.
He couldn't tie, but he could...
Yeah, I already won. I clinched it.
Max, let's would you like to guess a year?
No.
This is miserable.
23 to 29.
Miserable.
You didn't like that game? I kind of enjoyed it. You won. You happy?
Yeah, but I came back to win.
You did a good job. You got two on the nose with Eisenhower.
Good effort. It's always this is always a strange time of year because baseball is at its apex, but it's coming to an end. And we got to prepare for these colder fall evenings and football and winter and
we're gonna have all four sports going in their seasons pretty soon.
NBA starts next Tuesday, right?
Sure.
Is that right?
I don't know.
I thought you knew that.
I don't.
Well, I thought you were an NBA guy.
I don't know when they start. I haven't looked at that yet.
Well, the Pacers are near and dear to your heart.
I know,
aren't
and
they?
I've been following the Pacers and their goings on in the off season and their exhibition games, but I haven't locked in on when it starts. Or I know the, I believe the Pacers play the Hawks.
We've got next Tuesday is the opening night.
Okay,
there's two games. It's a TNT doubleheader: Knicks, Celtics, Timberwolves, Lakers.
It makes a lot of sense for those teams to be on national television.
You open against the Detroit Pistons the following night. That
I was
night,
wrong. They that, play
that night. We have an ESPN doubleheader: Bucks Sixers, the opener; Suns Clippers, playing the late game. So there
we
you
better
go.
Better beat Detroit on night one. That's all I can say.
Sad Detroit.
Nah.
Detroit's having one of those years, man. Baseball team was better than anybody thought. Their football team's top of the line.
Red Wings beat the Preds the other night.
I don't care about that. That's something you'll never get me interested in.
I'm not trying to get you interested.
Please don't talk about it.
I'm just telling you.
Even Duda doesn't care.
Yes, he does.
Not about regular season hockey.
Well, I bet I could talk hockey with him occasionally.
He likes the playoffs.
Whenever I get a chance to lock in on hockey. Which will be tough, but I'll give it a shot. I watched some of that game the other night. Preds did not look good.
I want to lock in on the Penguin on Max.
With Will Ferrell?
There it is again. You feel better about yourself?
That was pretty funny yesterday. You guys had us going.
You feel better about yourself?
No, not really.
That's all you're trying to do is feel better about yourself.
Oh, speaking of which, when Jesse said that Bowling for Soup has a song called 1979. That's a Smashing Pumpkins song. Bowling for Soup song is 1985.
Why didn't you tell Jesse that?
I just didn't want to make him look bad. And
that's what you're all about, into making people look bad.
I don't know if that's true.
That's what these games have turned into.
You think?
I want to ridicule Max and my dad. And what game can I come up with that'll make them look the dumbest?
Shouldn't the games be difficult? You don't want an easy game,
but nobody. I have heard of all the presidents, and there was a time you know how in grade school you learn that.
I could probably name all the presidents. I could probably
not in order.
I could probably not name them. I definitely could not name them in order.
You couldn't, and I'd bet $1,000 you couldn't name them all.
I think I could.
Give me 2 weeks, because it's kind of fresh in your memory now.
A little.
2 weeks from now, I'll bet you $1,000.
A lot will have happened in 2 weeks.
Are you good? 2 weeks from today. No, that'd give you 2 weeks to study.
I won't study.
All right. Well, we're about out of time.
Already?
Darn it.
Goodness gracious. What were you going to ask me?
I was just going to ask you to name them all.
We are as many presidents away from, I believe it was McKinley and JFK, as we are JFK to now.
Fine. Well, JFK was a president a long time ago.
Might not have been McKinley. But that's crazy, isn't it?
61 years ago, JFK was assassinated. 61 years.
Yeah.
It's etched in time. I'll never, obviously, as long as my mind works, never forget where I was. Never forget what happened. Never forget the fallout. Never forget our teacher, Mrs. Robinson, freaking out.
Do you think if the president, any president, got assassinated today, that it would be a big deal in schools? Do you think they would come over the loudspeaker like that?
Probably, yeah. All right, thanks for listening, everyone. We appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow.